The future of the troubled Tulare Regional Medical Center is in doubt today as a long simmering dispute over the management and operation of the hospital has boiled over. The elected board of the public hospital has voted to pursue Chapter 9 bankruptcy proceedings after a week that saw nurses go unpaid and services shut down. It's all the result of a dispute between the hospital's board and the private company that has run the hospital, which is known as Healthcare Conglomerate Associates. Joining us now, we have a member of the board of the Tulare Local Healthcare District, which is, again, the elected body that runs and oversees TRMC. Kevin Northcraft joins us now. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you.
Kevin, let's start out with this. What's the state of services at the hospital presently as we talk on this Tuesday morning? A lot has been changing.
I wish I could tell you more. We're pretty well shut out of information. Our management company does not share any information with us about what's going on at the hospital, nor does it respond to any of our requests. From what I'm hearing is that they're down to a handful of patients, and that because of their failure to pay for services, doctors, maids, food services, and today I heard even security may not be present. So it's a very difficult situation. We're doing what we can to kind of reset the hospital through the Chapter 9 filing that we did on Saturday to try to amend or reject the contract that we have with HCCA. It's undoubtedly the worst contract in the history of public hospitals. It pays them about $8 million a year, 10 times over the market rate for administration, and it pays them to an individual who has never managed a hospital before. And we really need some dramatic changes, and hopefully we're on our way to doing that. I think the community is coming together. The last election was over 80% in support of the changes we wish to make. So,
and you're talking about the recall.
Sounds like a lot of trouble, but hopefully brighter days are ahead.
You're talking about the recall election earlier this summer. Now, I want to go back to what you said initially. You're on the board of the Tulare Hospital District, but you don't actually know what's going on at the hospital right now due to this dispute? Is that your understanding here?
That's correct. The contract signed by the prior board that are now all gone really leases the entire facility out to a private company. The contract even provides we're not allowed to even enter the premises without prior approval of that company. It's an impossible contract. It doesn't have any performance standards, and it's an irrevocable 15-year contract. So basically, they can ignore, and they are ignoring, our request for information. We've been asking for accounts payable information since January and have never received it, or we would have at least known a little bit more about the position they placed us in. But like I say, they're better days are ahead, we think, through this Chapter 9 filing should allow us to restart and ideally get somebody competent in there to restore our public hospital and begin again to provide the quality services our community needs.
Now, HCCA isn't really talking to the media right now, given the present circumstances. But in the past, they have said that they had improved finances at the hospital and the operations of the facility since they took over. And recently, they were quoted in the Times Delta as saying, "You know, we no longer have the support of this board. We aren't moving forward with them." Then, how do you assess? Or how do you characterize what happened here with HCCA? How did things deteriorate so much?
If you read the contract, it is so one-sided, it's hard to understand there's any benefit to the public and to the hospital users. normally when you lease out a facility, the person that's has occupancy of the facility pays the landlord. In this case, we're the landlord and we're paying the tenant $8 million a year to operate our hospital. It makes no sense whatsoever. And I think the community has come together by very high percentages to say we want a basic change in this. And obviously the company that has enormously benefited from this one-sided agreement is not wanting to make any changes.
So your board on Saturday voted to pursue Chapter 9 bankruptcy proceedings. What specifically does that mean? There's a lot of different chapters in bankruptcy law. Chapter 9 has some specific features. How do they relate to your future plans for the hospital?
Yes, it's different. The reason I hesitate to call it bankruptcy, because I think it conjures up something a lot different than what we're really dealing with as a public agency. In Chapter 9, the elected officials retain a lot of control. We decide the bills are to be paid. It's not taken over by an independent trustee. And it doesn't mean you're going out of business. It means you're hitting the reset button and you have an opportunity to look at your creditors and make some changes. Look at your existing obligations and determine what change needs to be changed to improve the situation. Other hospitals have been through this, and within a short period of time are back on the road to success. And we would certainly hope that. We have a population in our district of about 70,000 people. A well-run public hospital should have no problem making ends meet and being successful and providing basic hospital services to the community they serve.
In your view, does this all stem back at some level to the failed tower expansion or the stalled tower expansion that began well over a decade ago? Is that the root of this problem?
No, that's more the symptom of it, I think. There were some mistakes made, and some of that was before HCCA. But the prior board, for whatever reason, and no one seems to understand it, picked the worst option that we had back in 2014 to hire this company that was just created to operate our hospital. And they've alienated the doctors, and with the doctors leaving, the patients leave. It's just been a very unsuccessful attempt to bring our hospital back. The impetus probably was the tower, but in 3 years, this current operator has done nothing to complete the tower. So it's not, it hasn't been a success in any regard. It certainly has hurt operations at the hospital. It's driven our patients and our doctors to other hospitals. Some big changes really need to be made and made soon.
And there was that effort to pass a bond before voters in Tulare, I believe it was last year, seeking funding for continuing construction on that facility. It was rejected by voters. So what's the next step here for TRMC? This filing, have you actually filed Chapter 9, or is this just a vote to pursue that option?
The paperwork was filed on Saturday after our authorization on Friday night. So it is proceeding. I'm meeting with our legal advisors today to see what the next steps are. We are hoping that we can make an amicable separation and get someone in there that has instant credibility to bring back our hospital and bring back our doctors and bring back our patients. Given the history with HCCA, that may be overly optimistic, but we are still hopeful that we can turn this around on a fairly quick basis.
So what happens to the employees who were essentially left without a paycheck last week? Have they reached out to your board? I know they are not your employees because they work for HCCA, but have they reached out to you in any way? Have you heard from them?
Yes, we've heard from quite a few, and that is one of our concerns after the patients are the employees. And it's, to no fault of their own, they're going through all this anxiety and not knowing if you're going to get paid. And I can't guarantee that that's going to be resolved quickly, but it's certainly our interest in trying to help them and make sure they're paid. They were all finally paid last Friday. And so in 2 weeks is the question whether that payroll can be accomplished.
So let's say the Chapter 9 proceeding moves forward. You have some sort of a departure from the current company that runs the hospital. How do you foresee the future operation of TRMC working? Would there be another company that would come in to operate the facility under your board's overall leadership? Or would it be partnering with another area healthcare institution or running the hospital directly as the board and hiring the management team yourself? How do you see that?
I think all those options are available to us. I lean towards a partnership with somebody that would give us instant credibility and restore some of the image that's been damaged in the past few years. On an interim basis, at least, and then give us a breather and a chance to look long-term about how we want to proceed. But regardless, I think the interest of the community is that we maintain it as a public hospital and that our elected officials have a say in how the hospital moves forward, which was given up with this contract back in 2014 by the prior board. So we'll never have a contract that delegates all that responsibility to a private for-profit company again, and in my way of thinking anyway.
Before we go, you mentioned restoring that somewhat tarnished reputation among the public. How do you do that, and what is the perception out there right now? Certainly the hospital's had some really serious challenges, both under HCCA and even before them, with the tower, with some quality ratings from the state, and now this. How do you begin to rebuild that trust and that brand of TRMC with the public?
One step at a time. There was a time we were the gem of the valley in terms of hospitals. I think getting somebody with credibility to help us, bringing our doctors back, improving our facilities, working with our public, being responsive to the needs of the public. I think there's a lot of interest in the community. The community is a very strong community, and they've come together on this issue. I think we can do it. It will take time. Knocking on doors last year, there were a lot of people saying, even though they're paying taxes to support that hospital, that they'd never step foot in it. And we need to overcome that. We need to convince our public that we have made changes to improve and provide a quality first-class hospital, which our area needs. We've got certainly enough population to sustain a active hospital. And I think in time it will happen, but it won't be without a lot of hard work.
We've been talking with Kevin Northcraft. He is a board member with the Tulare Local Healthcare District, which runs Tulare Regional Medical Center. For the last few years, it has been delegating that responsibility to a for-profit company running the hospital healthcare conglomerate associates, and that relationship has devolved to the state that earlier this past weekend, the hospital board voted to pursue Chapter 9 bankruptcy proceedings. Kevin, we wish you and everyone in Tulare all the best.
Okay. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the needs of our hospital and our community.
Thanks a lot. This is Valley Edition.